AircheckDownloads.com. Casey's Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Today we're counting down Casey's Top 100, the 100 biggest hits of 1990. Now, here's a hit that reached the top 10 25 years ago, then went to that big countdown in the sky. Ordinarily, that would be the end of the story. But this particular hit returned to haunt the chart once again. Fittingly, that happened after the song was used in a movie called Ghost, the number one movie of 1990. Here's survey song number 55, The Righteous Brothers and Unchained Melody. As we continue our journey toward the number one song of 1990, that's a hit from the number one movie of 1990, Ghost. At number 55, Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers. This is Casey counting down the biggest hits of the year on a special edition of Casey's Top 40.
Number 54.
With Ricky Rocket on drums, CC DeVille on guitar, Bobby Dahl on bass, and Brett Michaels on lead vocals, here comes the band Poison. They rock in with their second song on our special survey, Unskinny Bop. Popping in at number 54 in our survey of the top 100 of 1990, that's Poison with a track from their CD, Flesh and Blood. It's called Unskinny Bop, as the countdown Shooby-Doo bops along.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Right now at Camelot Music.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting down the year's biggest, the top 100 hits of 1990, the cream of the crop. At number 53 is Lou Gramm's big solo hit from last January. That's when he peaked at number 3 with Just Between You and Me.
Staring at each other with accusing eyes.
That's the band Foreigner's lead singer, Lou Gramm. Working on his own, he scored that top 10 hit, the 53rd biggest song of the year, Just Between You and Me. I'm Casey Kasem on a Casey's Top 40 special, the top 100 of 1990.
Number 52.
You know, not long ago, Phil Collins was feeling like the Rodney Dangerfield of pop music. He had lots of chart success, but as far as the critics were concerned, he just didn't get no respect. They refused to take him seriously. That's why Phil named his last studio album, But Seriously. Well, those critics might not be big Phil Collins fans, but millions of other people are. They helped Phil score 4 top tens from that album, making him the only man to get 4 top tens from an album in 1990. All those songs made our special survey, including the one at number 52, I Wish It Would Rain Down. With a little help from super guitarist Eric Clapton, that's Phil Collins with I Wish It Would Rain Down. He's raining down on number 52 in our special survey of the top 100 of the year. And at number 51, coincidentally, a song from an album appropriately titled After the Rain. In August, it became the first top 40 hit for the band Nelson. Here's Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection. That's Matthew and Gunnar Nelson and their band, Nelson. They roll into our survey at number 51 for the year with Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection. Well, here we are halfway through our special year-end countdown on Casey's Top 40, the top 100 of 1990. Next week, our countdown of the biggest hits of the year continues as we go from 50 all the way to the top and find out which song is the biggest hit of them all, the number one song of 1990. This special program is a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Merrill Schindler, Leonard Pitts Jr., and Gonzalo Venecia. Production engineering by Ron Harris with Michael Cooper, Jill Jameson, and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem. For a look at your favorite stars every week, join me for my TV show, America's Top 10. And don't forget, next week we'll have part 2 of our Casey's Top 40 year-end special. Until then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is. AircheckDownloads.com.